This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Brucham Abam. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this morning. Thank you, Reb Gordon, for sponsoring the breakfast. We wish the Zisot's family bracha v'atzlacha, good health, b'suras tovos, arbias gal tzadak. Okay, so here's the program. This is the beginning of the new cycle of, we call it Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We learn a daf of Mishnah Berurah a week. So a daf means two sides, okay? A daf is two sides. The program we're going to do Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. on Zoom. So wherever you are, you're in the car, you're still didn't get up yet, wherever you happen to be, you're ready to go to sleep for the day, you just turn on the Zoom at 9 a.m. If that's not possible, it's going to be recorded. You can listen to it anytime. A blot Mishnah Berurah starts with Daf Dalet. So don't get confused. The first Daf, Shah, starts with Daf Beis. Mishnah Berurah starts with Daf Dalet in most editions. Sunday, the plan is, we're going to review the Daf with the Sefer Shoyna Halachos. Shoyna Halachos was written by Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And it's a kitzer of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? So that's the general program. Hopefully, we could review in Sunday in one sitting that week's daf, but it's work in progress. Over Pesach, we might miss a Sunday, so I figured let's get a head start in the review. So even though we're reviewing something we never learned yet, okay? Sometimes you got to review something you never learned. So that's what we're doing today. For all you here, for those listening, we're now reviewing what we didn't learn yet. Now, the Shoyna Halachos is Mekatzer, the Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, and the Shaar Tzion. Just very quickly, you know that the Mishnah Berurah is a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. So many Sfaradim ask, you know, should I learn Mishnah Berurah? First of all, Rabbi Avadia held very much that the Mishnah Berurah is the preeminent commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. That doesn't mean that Sfaradim are going to follow the final rulings of the Mishnah Berurah, but it's definitely the most important commentary written on the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see. We'll see if we could try to speak out the Halacha L'maaseh for everybody, but for the Sfaradim, if you please share with me if there's any discrepancy. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch Ramah. The Bir Halacha is more lengthy discussions of the Halacha. At least in the beginning, the plan is to learn the Bir Halachas. Meaning, not on Sunday, Monday through Thursday. It's like learning, Mishnah Berurah would be like Rashi, and Bir Halacha would be like Tosfos. So it's a little bit of an ambitious, so we'll see how it goes, you know. It's always good to start big. Shaar Tzion are basically footnotes, like annotations, what the source of all the halachos are. Okay, so away we go. Shoyna Halachos, and Rav Chaim starts by quoting, he does not tell you the first thing the Mechaber says. The first thing the Mechaber says is, Yisgaber ka'ari lamoid ba'boiker la'avoid esboiroi. Get up in the morning like a lion, right? And there's a gematria. What's a gematria on Yisgaber ka'ari? Did you mention it to me? The gematria of Yisgaber ka'ari is Rabbi Yosef Karo. Okay. But anyway, the first comment that Rav Chaim summarizes that which the Ramah says. And that is the second Haggah, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamed. I place Hashem before me always. Hu Klal Gadol BaTorah. This is a very general principle in the Torah. Uve Malois HaTzadikim. And in the attributes of the Tzadikim. Meaning, the principle of the Torah is, you could be under your covers, you could be in a basement somewhere, you could be at work, wherever you are, the Ribbono Shel Olam is in front of you. And specifically what that means is, of course, an awareness Hashem's in front of you. And Kabbalistically, that means you always picture the Yud Kei Vav Kei in front of you. So that's why certain Ashkenazim are makbet to daven in Sephardi trailers. Why? Because this way we always have the picture of the Yud Kei Vav Kei in front of us, be Mekayim, the Arizal's definition of Shvis Hashem L'negdi Tamed. Let's say many Siddurim have on the top of every page Yud Kei Vav Kei. Why? Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Samed. Now, we're going to see, we'll come to that. So this is a very general rule in the Milos of Tzadikim, Asher Holchim Lefnei Elokim, who walk before Hashem. Ki kasher yitzayer benavshay, when a person envisions, Shu oimed tamid lefnei Hashem Yisroch, that he's always standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Molei Kol Ha'aretz Kavodai. Now this is not an imagination, because in reality Hashem in fact does fill the whole world. Va'oy Meid Olav, and the Ribono Shel Olam is standing over you. V'roya B'masav, and he sees your actions. So that's a very big safeguard. Wherever you are, you're at work, you know, maybe you could do something unethical, or you have an interaction with another person and you want to get angry and you want to wring the other person's neck. But wait, the Ribono Shel Olam is watching you. V'roya b'masav, he sees your actions. Miyad yagia elav hayira. So immediately you will be taken with fear, v'hachna and humility, mipachad Hashem Yisbarach, from the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'boishtoy mimeno tamed, and shame before Him always. Now, I want to share with you Matana min Hashemayim. Okay? I've read this many, many times in my life. And for the first time, I asked the following question. Why is Rama all of a sudden giving a Musar Shmuz? Always picture Hashem in front of you. Now, the Rama is a comment on the Mechaber. And I'll get more into this when we read it inside in the Mechaber. The Rama is a Hagah, a comment on the Mechaber. What did the Mechaber say that elicited this Musar Shmuz? Always imagine Hashem standing in front of you. What did the Mechaber say? He just said, get up like a lion. So the truth is, I never chapped this before. If you read out the whole Ramah, Reb Chaim doesn't even bring down the whole thing. It stops, but you'll immediately be taken by fear, fine. And you'll think about Hashem when you go to sleep at night. And as soon as you get up in the morning, and that's how you'll be able to be Mizgaber Kari Lamoid Baboiker. Meaning, the Mechaber said, get up like a lion. So the Rama has one simple question. We can get up like a lion. It's not a very easy thing to do, to get up like a lion. First of all, when Jews wake up in the morning, their throat hurts. That's like every, right? All kids, they wake up in the morning, my throat hurts, right? And their nose is stuffed. And they feel, so how are you supposed to get up like a lion? And you get a little headache and all the Krankheits, right? It's very hard to get up like a lion. The answer is you have to develop the perspective that the Ribono Shel Olam is always watching you, and He's with you at all times, and He's standing over you. And when you go to sleep at night, the Ribono Shel Olam is watching over you, and He knows what you're thinking. And when you get up in the morning, the Ribono Shel Olam is watching you. So that's going to energize you to get up. I think that's Pashup Shah in the Ramah. Okay? Here, okay. Next. Now, Halacha Beis. Now I want to speak out of Kasha. Also, part of what I want to do Sunday is maybe speak out some interesting, like, contemporary or interesting shailas that will come up from the page. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. Tamid? Always? What does that mean? Is there the whole day? I'm supposed to imagine Hashem saying, we know there's some places you know how to think in Torah. Where? Beis HaKisei. How are you allowed to think about Hashem in the bathroom? Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. What does tamid mean? Tamid means always. So in other words, what should a person do in the Beis HaKisei? You could do your bills. I don't know. Are you allowed to think about the Ribono Shel Olam in the basic Kisei? Is it only Torah you're not allowed to think about, but you're allowed to think of Hashem? We're going to come to that, hopefully today. Beis. Yesha ha'yirugil m'lasos menorah shel klaf. There are those who are accustomed to have a menorah of parchment, like Sfardim do. They have on a parchment a menorah, and the menorah is like designed with the kapitel in Tehillim lam natseach, benaginais, mizmar, Shir Elohim Yechaneinu V'Yerachin, like what we say after Sfiras HaOmer, and they mitsuyarim with images lahaniach besudam, to put it in their siddur, v'koisvim b'hem shivisi, they write shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamid, v'shar shemois and other shemois. Says the Mishnah Berurah, cut it out already, this practice of these papers with the menorahs. Why? Because the paper gets lost, the paper gets destroyed, and you're erasing Hashem's name. V'roi levatel minog. It is appropriate to be mevatel this minog. Ki ein mishamrin es haklav karoi. Because they don't preserve the klav properly. V'gam bo lidei mechikas Hashem. It also comes to erasing of Hashem's name. And, okay, perfect timing. Uve menoirois gedoilois. And in, let's see if we're going to get to it. Oh. Yeah, thank you very much. Uve menoyros gedoylos hametsuyaros al klaf. But in the big menoyros, thank you. I'm going to skip ahead for a second.
I'll stay.
You'll stay? Okay, fine. Uve menoyros gedoylos, and in the big menoyros hametsuyaros al klaf, that are pictured on a parchment, shekoivim bebeis haknesses lefnei ha'amud, that they put in the shul before the amud, tachas tavla shel zechuchas, under a glass thing. So that, you know, in many shuls, they have under the glass a menorah with Hashem's name on it, mutter, that's permitted. Why? Because it's under the glass, it's not going to get erased. Avabloitav, if you don't have the glass piece, ein likvaya, you should not establish this menorah with Hashem's name on it, ki ayadei haneirois, because through the menorahs, it could come to erasing Hashem's name. Fine. Next, halacha gimel. Kaslu b'shem ha'arizal. It's written in the name of the Ari. Sheyitzayer shem havaya tamid. Part of shivisi, you see, if you just read the mechaber, it seems like it's saying there should be a general awareness that you're always in the presence of Hashem. But okay, but what are you supposed to picture, lemaisa? What does Hashem look like? So it's just a general awareness. I remember I used to go to Rav Avigdor Miller, Zechut Zag Levracha, and he always used to say, what's Yirah Shamayim? What is the fear of God? Fear of God is to live with an awareness that you're in the presence of Hashem. But that's just like a general thought. It's not like you're picturing a picture or words. But now that Rizal's adding that you should be Mitzayer, is that on? That you should be mitzayer in front of you always the shem havaya, negate. In other words, you're walking down the street, and it's an exercise. It's not like a person naturally is able to do such a thing like this, but you should, when you're walking down the street, in your mind's eye, is yud kei vav kei. Now, it means you're looking at somebody, you're looking, you're talking, you're looking, you're busy. The yud kei vav kei is in your mind's eye. But moreover, there should be nekudos under it. What are the nekudos under Yud Kei Vav Kei? Benikud Yira. The nekudos of the Yud Kei Vav Kei should be Yira, meaning kazeh. Yud, with a chiruk under the Yud. The way you would be menaked the word Yira. So a chiruk under the Yud. A shva under the hay. A kamatz under the Vav. Now you don't pronounce it, and we're not allowed to read it, but you should envision it. And vizet toyeles gadol inyan hayira. This is, it brings a great benefit regarding Yira Shamayim. Okay. Because my good friend Reb Eli came this morning, I'm going to skip to Oischaf, because this is the very first Bir Halacha in the whole Mishnah Berurah. Now, if this would not be the first Bir Halacha, then I would say there are a lot of nice things to do. You know, a person can't do every nice thing that the Mechaber says or the Rama says. Stick to the things you have to do. But this is like the opening thing. I would say, you know, when you get up to Shamayim, they're going to open up the Mishnah Berurah, and they're going to start one by one. Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do this? So at least the first page you want to be good with, you know? The first page you want to be answering, okay, I did that. Now, then after, they might say, oh, you did that? Okay, next, you know, bring in the next guy. Obviously, they're going to go through everything, but I think, you know, you want to be able to say, I do the first thing. So it's a very interesting Ber Halacha. Let's skip to Oischaf. We'll come back in a moment. Yesh lihizaher. Now, it's interesting because the lashon of the Bir Halacha is nachayin ma'oy lizar. It's very correct to be careful. But Rav Chaim says it, you should be careful. Loimar koydem tefila shachris, to say before shachris, moida ani lefanecha Hashem alaykai velkei avoysai, I thank you Hashem, my God and the God of my forefathers, shehitzeisani me'afela la'ira, that you took me out of darkness and you brought me to light. Anyone do that? Then v'koyde mincha, you say moida ani lefanecha Hashem alaykai velkei avoysai, shekeshem shezikisani l'rois kishav b'mizrach, just like I was zoicha to see the sun in the east, kach zochisi l'rois b'marav. I should be zoicha to see it in the west. Basically, when you wake up in the morning, you should say, God, thank you. I'm zoicha to see the sun rise today. You made it to mincha. You say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I saw the sun in the east. let me make it another couple of hours that I could see it in the west. Then, v'koydem arvis, yiratzim milfanecha, Hashem alekav l'yugasai, k'shem shahayisi ba'afela, just like I was in darkness yesterday, last night, v'yitzeisani l'ayra, just like basically today you brought me to light, kach toitzieni me'afela l'ayra, so to take me out from darkness to light. Where in the world does this come from? It's not even in the Siddur. So one general rule is, you can't live your life based on what is and what's not in your Siddur. Just because there's certain things in your siddur doesn't mean you got to say them. And just because there are things not in your siddur, it doesn't mean you don't have to say them. You have to follow the halacha. The siddur is the most sellable item in Judaism. So what's going to be in the siddur is what people want to be in the siddur. That's a general rule in publishing. Most of the times, the thing that people want to be in the siddur are the things that you say. But it's not always consistent, necessarily, with what you have to say. Anyway, I have a sefer. I'm going to come to Rabbi Eliezer's bookmarks in a minute. So the first question is, how come I never heard of this before? And the answer is, it's not brought down in any poskim. No poskim bring down, you should say this. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Orchos Yosher brings down, you should say this. The Bir Halacha says, it is correct to say this. So they asked Reb Chaim, why is this not brought down, not in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, not in Chaye Yodam, not in, I don't know if the Yalkut Yosef brings it down, I can't tell you. But why is this not brought down anywhere? So, they asked Reb Chaim, why does the Mishnah Berurah say Nachayin? That implies it's not Mamish Chiyuv, but it's brought in the Yushalmi. And Reb Chaim says, well, the way I explain the Yushalmi, you're not Mechayiv to say it. How does Reb Chaim explain the Yushalmi? So Reb Chaim says, I explain the Yushalmi that a person has to thank Hashem every morning. You have to thank Hashem that the sun is shining. So it could be, maybe I'm just adding, we do thank Hashem that the sun is shining. You say, Yoytzer Aravarei Choshech. And it sounds like at the end of the day, you should be mevakesh, that you should see the morning. I don't know, maybe we do that. Maybe goylel or mebnei choshech, I'm not sure. But Reb Chaim says that Yushalmi doesn't mean it's absolute chiyuv. And therefore, Reb Chaim says, the poskim don't bring it down. So they ask Reb Chaim, so why do you say that you have to say it? So Reb Chaim said, because the Mishnah Berurah says you should say it. If the Mishnah Berurah says you should say it, you should say it. So here's the bottom line. Are you mechuyv to say this tefillah? No. You're not mechuyv to say the tefillah. If it's not in Shulchan Aruch, you're not mechuyv to say it. Even the Bir Halacha, he says, it's very correct to say it. But it's the very first Bir Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. You know, like, there's so many things we do that you don't have to do. You know, half the things we do, you don't have to do. So, it's not in the Siddur. So my good friend, Reb Eli Kahn, produced these beautiful bookmarks. And as I was preparing this, say, you know what? Now, this would be a great opportunity to give these out. So Ellie was kind enough to come from Brooklyn. And here you go. Here are the bookmarks. You could use it. You could put it in your Mishnah Berurah. You could. Now, here's the question. The Bir Halacha says you should say it before the tefillah. Now, I've been trying to think about it. I can't say I do it all the time, but I've been trying to because I have it in my bookmark in my Mishnayos. So this is very relevant. The Shaila is, the Bir Halacha says you should say it before tefillah. But what if you didn't say it before tefillah? I forgot, I didn't say it this morning. Are you allowed to say it after tefillah? So Reb Chaim says, you should say it before tefillah. If you didn't say it before, you could say it after tefillah. So here we go. Even, by the way, if you did the Bir Halacha once in your life, it's also a good thing. You know, did you do it? Yeah. On May, what's today? April. April 3rd, in the trailers, next door to Shari Amuna, I was Mekayim the Bir Halacha. Now, you could put it in. Now, what if you're Mesupik, if you said it, could you say it again? These are tshuvas from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it's called Das Noite. If you're Mesupik, whether you said it, can you say it again? Say it, without Hashem, you say El Aikai. So you ask him, what's wrong with saying Hashem's name? You ought to say, it's not like you're saying it in vain. So Reb Chaim said that since the Yushalmi is not brought in the Poskim, and you're Mesupik, you may have said it already, so therefore you say it without Hashem's name. Okay, so that's Ois Chaf. But it's interesting, you know, the Gemara says, why are Rishaim, when B'chayim, everybody have enough? I'll leave them out here, you could take them home, you could give it to your friends. 10,000? You could have one for every tefillah of the year. Send it out. Anyway, okay, so now let us progress. Ois Beis. Ois Dalet. Vav mitzvahs chiyuvan tmidi. There are six mitzvahs. Their obligation is always. V'chol rega sheyachshev bahen. And every moment that you think about these six things, kiyei mitzvah saseh. Your mekayim mitzvah saseh. Ve'ein keitz lematan tzcharan. There is no end to the reward of thinking of these six things. These are called the sheish mitzvahs tmidiyos. Every moment you think about these, your mekayim reward, ein keitz. You're walking down the street, don't check your phone. Every time you have the urge to check your phone, say, before I check my phone, I'm going to mekayim the sheish mitzvahs tamidiyos. Say, then I'm going to be mekayim these things 1,000 times a day. Gevaldik, what's wrong with that? They asked Rav Vosner, should a person really do this? He said, ta'amen li chabibi. Let me tell you something. Not a day of my life went by that I wasn't mekayim the sheish mitzvahs tamidiyos, at least mea pa'amim. We once spoke that at least 100 times. He said, Rav Vosner, he learned all day, 24 hours. When did he have time to mekayim sheish mitzvahs tamidiyos? 100 times. But he did. Mitzvah number one, lahamin sheish alaykai echad ba'olam, to believe there's one God in the world. Shehimtzi kal hanimtzais, that he brought everything into creation. Umechevtzai, and from his desire. Uretzainai, and from his will. Hu kol mashu achshav, is everything that exists now. Deshahaya v'sheyia la'adeyad, that he was, he is, he will be forever. Deshahu haitzianu mimitzrayim, and that he took us out of Egypt. V'nasan lanu es ha-Torah, and he gave us the Torah. Now that's a lot. Well, you know, it's a lot of different things. The bottom line is, l'ha'amin sheyesh Eloika, to believe there's a God. That's it, in a nutshell. To believe there's a God. You're driving, you're at a red light. Every red light, I think, l'ha'amin sheyesh Eloika. When there's a green light, you could do the next one. Number two, oizvav, oizhei, sheloi namin b'shum aleikim zulasei, not to believe in any other God. So that sounds like the same thing, yeah? There are like a dozen Shaila Tshuvas here from Reb Chaim Knievsky on the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidiyos. It's pretty amazing. Reb Chaim said that, 1 second. What's the difference between one and two? So one is to believe there is a God, but maybe there's more than one. So mitzvah two is there's no other God. Shaloi namin b'shem aleikim zelasa. There's no other God. Va'afilu moideh shakadosh baruch hu shoyled al hakol. Even if, in other words, let's say I say, Hashem rules over everything. Rak sheyidame b'daitoy shemasar an hagas ha'olam l'malach. Let's say a person was, I believe God created everything, but he delegates. He gave her the running of the world to Joe. Or to some malach, or to some star. If you believe that God has delegated the running of the world to any power, that's idolatry. We believe that God Himself, in His honor and His glory, He looks over all worlds, He is control over all worlds. Ve'in l'shum nivra koyach la'asayz davar bilti ritzayne, and no being has the ability and the capacity to do anything if it's not the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So number one, there's a God. Number two, there's no other God. Even if the whole day I'm going shopping, I'm in the store, going up and down the aisles, every aisle I'm doing another mitzvah of the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidiyos. By the time you came out, you thought you came out and you saw the bill and you remember that 3 years ago you could have bought 10 times as much food for the same amount of money, and you're just all stressed out because now you waste an hour of your time. No, you waste. You're mekayim the sheish mitzvahs tamidiyos. Before you go into the store, say, I'm going to be mekayim it one time, two times, five times. Mitzvah gimel, le'yachdoi, there's one God. Dahainu leida, that is to know. Ki Hashem Shahoy Ve'es HaKol, that God who brought everything into existence, Bert Soinai in His will, V'hu Elokeinu, and He is our God, HaMashgiach B'chol Ho'olamos, who guides all the worlds, Hu Hashem Echad, He is one God, B'li Shum Shitif, without any partner. God has no partners. So ask Reb Chaim, what's the difference between two and three? Two is, you don't believe in any other God. Three is, there's only one God. What's the difference? You ready for the Shaila? Kasav habir halacha, mitzvah beis is shaloi namin in another God. Mitzvah gimel is that there's one God. Ha'im beis mitzvah seilu have asei v'loi sasei al inyan echad. Says Reb Chaim, nachon. Yeah, meaning, yeah. Meaning, mitzvah 2 is a lav, and mitzvah 3 is an asei. It's the same thing. Don't, it's a lav, the negative prohibition not to believe in any other God, and a positive mitzvah to say there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's see the final three. Le'hoiv HaMakom Baruch Hu, to love Hashem. Now, how does a person love Hashem? Let's say there's a guy, he doesn't like Brussels sprouts. Just doesn't like it. Say, love Brussels sprouts. I don't like it. You know, love broccoli. I don't like broccoli. So I like broccoli. The guy over there doesn't like it. You can't tell somebody to, here's this, love that person. I can't stand him. It's what do you want from me? How can you tell me to love him? So how can you say love Hashem? Either you do or you don't. There must be, there's something you could do that will automatically bring you to love Hashem. What is that? Learning Torah. Like the pasuk says, V'ahavta es Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha, how? V'hayu hadvarim ha'eila asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavcha. Le'ov ha'makom baruch hu, to love Hashem, v'yidei hizboinenus b'Torah, by contemplating the Torah, yakir es kedulasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll recognize Hashem's greatness, she'ein lo'erech, that Hashem's greatness has no evaluation, v'loy kates, and no end, v'tisyashiv ha'ava b'liboy, and the love will automatically settle in your heart. Behechrach, perforce. The inyan ha-mitzvah, the inyan of this mitzvah is, sheyireh ha-adam lehasim kol megamasa, a person should place all of his aspirations, v'chol machshavta, and all of his thoughts, achar avas Hashem Yisbarach. That means a person's goals in life should be governed only by love of Hashem. V'yarech b'liba, and make the following estimation. Ki kol ma sheyesh ba'olam, everything else in this world. Oysher, money. Banim, family. Kavod, status. Hakol hu ka'ayin, it's all worthless. It's all unimportant. Neged avos yisbarach, relative to love Hashem. Meaning, I can't. You know, in other words, what comes first? Money, honor, family? Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always comes first. The love of Hashem always is paramount. Now, sometimes the love of Hashem may dictate to pay attention. Sometimes the love of Hashem dictates, I got to go out and make a living to support my family. Sometimes love of Hashem dictates, I have to spend time with my family. But the paramount priority is the love of Hashem. You need to toil always in seeking out the wisdom of the Torah. Laman yasig yediyah v'Hashem, to achieve knowledge of Hashem. V'hakoyveya es machshavtoi b'inyonim hagashmiyim, but somebody who affixes his attention to physical matters, uvahavle ha'olam, and the emptiness of this world, shaloi l'shem shamayim, not for the sake of heaven, rak l'hisaneg, only to enjoy, ulahasik kavod, bitul asei zuiz mevatul this asei, v'onshay gadol, his punishment is very great. You know, let's say a guy says, I'm really into food. So I'm going to go, the new restaurant opened up, I'm going to go eat there, because I like good, juicy steak. Why are you going there? Because I want to live it up. Any? You're going with? You're taking your wife? No. I just want to enjoy life and get pleasure out of life. So you're mevatel a mitzvah saseh of loving Hashem. Now, if you have kavanas, you're going there l'shem shamayim to strengthen your body, to serve Hashem because the protein in that particular steak is going to energize you like nothing else. Or even if you say, I had a hard working week and I need a perk, so, you know, everybody will ask their personal Moira Derech. In other words, it's not like you just have to eat a piece of bread and a piece of chicken, that's all you're allowed to eat in this world. We're allowed to enjoy this world, provided there's some idea that I'm living a normal, healthy, happy existence for the sake of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But just to an all-out pursuit of Gashmias, so then you're not living till you don't Do you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then your focus is going to be on Inyanei Ruchaniyim. Here's what we're going to do. We didn't do yet. Okay, let's do the last two. Ready? The final two is Yiras Hashem. Liyos Yiras Hashem Yizbarach Al Panav Tamid. That the fear of God should always be on your face. So how is a person Mekayim Yiras Hashem? The answer is, when you're about to do an Avera, you're about to steal, you're about to involve in Taivas Olam Hazeh, you're about to get angry, the mitzvah of Yiras Shamayim is to summon up the perspective that God is watching you and the repercussions for your actions. Someone who an Avera comes to their hand, Chayiv Lahayar Ruchai, has to stir his spirit, Velase Saliba, and pay attention, but Yisai Perk at that moment, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mashgiach B'chamas Menei Adam, that Hashem's watching over you, Afimiyu B'machshach Masim, even though you're acting in darkness, V'yoshev Lahem Nakam, and Hashem will pay back, L'fi Raya Maisa, the repercussions of your actions. Right? As Rabbi Assi is pointing out, the first halacha was, place Hashem before you always, and then, miyad yagir lav hayira. Okay. And then finally, the sixth mitzvah temidius is, shaloi nasar achar machshav asalev, not to be drawn after the desires of the heart. Don't think about immoral things. Don't gaze at immoral things. Don't entertain thoughts of avodah zara. Don't allow your mind to dwell on low matters. V'riyas ha'inayim. K'may sh'amru chazal say, v'loy sasur achrei levavchem. Don't turn after your heart. Zu minus, that's apikarsus. V'achrei enechem, don't turn after your eyes. Zu zinus, this is arayus. U'v'chlal minus, included in apikarsus, is kol machshavois zarois, any foreign thoughts, shehu hefech das ha'toyah, which is against the opinion and the perspective of the Torah, uvechlau znus, included in znus, who misha roidef achar tavas ha'olam, is someone who runs after the desires of this world, beli sheyechavin behem klal lekavana toiva, without thinking at all for a admirable purpose. Kolaymar shalayasa oisam, don't involve yourself in the desires of this world. Kidei sheyamed bari, meaning if the person is not eating, drinking, sleeping, involving in the pleasures of this world to be healthy, to serve Hashem, they're mevatel its mitzvah. V'yuchal eshtadav avayis baray, rak havanasay tamid, if the person's kavana is always laharbois tanugim gedoylam lenafshay. Now, there seem to have been a few mitzvahs that, anybody know where this comes from? Who made up the sheish mitzvahs temidiyos? It's not the Chofetz Chaim, it comes from the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says the remez to remember the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidios are the six Sheish Are Miklat Tiena. There are six cities of refuge. So I say, why are the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidios like cities of refuge? Because here you are, you're tied up with all in Yanei Olam Hazeh, and your whole life is being wasted, so it's a way to save your soul. It's a way to save yourself. Yeah, you have to go shopping for an hour and a half. It's like, you know, what is that? It's like killing your time. Whoa. I have to drive carpool. It's 30 minutes to Far Rockaway and back. So it's a bit man. It's mamish ibad atzma ladas. The answer is you have an Ari Miklat. Ari Miklat is sheish mitzvahs tamidiyos. Akasha, they asked of Chaim Knievsky, is what about the mitzvah of ubay sidbak? Devekos to Hashem. Is that one of the sheish mitzvahs tamidiyos? Uvay sidbak, to cling to Hashem, to devekos, it's one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. So here's the shaila. Are you allowed to, that's one question. Are you allowed to think about the sheish mitzvahs tamidiyos in the Beis HaKisei? We'll talk about that more next week, because I don't want to hold you up. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Hey, Mishnah Berurah talks about what should a person do in the bathroom. In Simen Pei Hei, Sif Katan Hei, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not allowed to think about Torah in the bathroom. And he says, you're not allowed to learn Hebrew Diktuk in the bathroom. In case you're wondering, oh, okay, I'll learn, so I'll learn Diktuk. I always wanted to learn Diktuk, so I'll learn Diktuk in the Beis HaKisei. The Mishnah Berurah says, you're not allowed to learn Diktuk in the Beis HaKisei. Why? The only way to learn Diktuk is to learn Psukim. So you can't learn Psukim. And you're going to think about Psukim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what could you do in the bathroom? Think about your lowliness. Think about, you know, shiflus, anivus. Look what the human being has to do. It will engender humility. And think about you're ultimately going to be buried and worms are going to be biting chunks of your flesh. That's always a pleasant thing to think about in the bathroom. Ve'ein no'eloya gaiva, and gaiva is not appropriate. Interesting, Mishnah Berurah didn't say, you know what you could do in the bathroom? I could think about the sheish mitzvahs to midyos. Next Mishnah Berurah. So what should you do in the bathroom? Mr. Rosen, do your bills. The yachshiv sham cheshbonos beisai. The hoitza oisav. Balance your checkbook, Mishnah Berurah says. So that you don't come to hirur. So it seems like the Mishnah Berurah is not allowing thinking about the sheish mitzvos to midyos. But they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, are you allowed to think about the sheish mitzvos to midyos in the Beis HaKiseh? Reb Chaim said, look in the Mishnah Berurah, simin pei hei, siv katan hei. It says, Reb Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not to think about grammar because it's going to come to think about psukim. But that's mashma, that you're allowed to think about dvarim ruchoniim if it's not going to come to think about psukim. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, it's mutter to think about the sheish mitzvahs tamidiyos in the Beis HaKiseh. He's medaiket from this very Mishnah Berurah that seems to say you're not allowed to. He says the Mishnah Berurah says you're not to think about dikta because you're going to study psukim. But I'm allowed to think about there's a God. I'm allowed to think there's no other God. So are we worried if I think there's a God, I might think, Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. If I think there's no other God, I'm going to think, Lo Yi Elecha Elohim Achirim. If I think they asked Reb Chaim, so why did the Mishnah Berurah say, balance your checkbook? Why didn't he say, Sheish Mitzvahs to Midyos? He said, not everyone's on the Madrega. Everyone is on the Madrega to balance their checkbook. But not everyone's on the Madrega to be thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam then. Let's pick up the discussion, Mezuz Hashem, next week. Thanks everyone for joining. And it was a good start. And B'siyat Tishmaya will take it further. Rav Shlomo Kluger also has a tshuva about this. We'll talk about it, Mezuz Hashem, next week. Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.